IVM. Hello, welcome and khushamadeen. You're listening to The Note with me, Mahrukh Inayat. Petrol prices currently have crossed 90 rupees in Mumbai, matching an earlier all-time high. And they're at 83 rupees plus in the national capital of the country, pretty much in the same band across the country in various other cities. Diesel prices have also touched 80 rupees in Mumbai and are in the late 70s band in the rest of the country. 90 rupees a litre. Now that really hurts. And as you will realize, in multiple ways. Now this government's own Member of Parliament and leader, Subramaniam Swamy, says this is absolutely wrong. He says petrol should be sold at not more than rupees 40 per litre. That's a 50 rupee gap. Now, Mr. Swamy's argument is based on the following. The Indian government is an oil importer because we as a country don't produce enough. At current international oil prices, according to Mr. Swamy, oil is costing the government rupees 30 per litre. Based on that, he says the government should ideally charge consumers rupees 40 per litre. A BJP MP and an economist at that is saying, don't charge 90 rupees, 83 rupees, but charge 10 rupees more than the cost at which you're buying it. So what is this extra rupees 50 that the government is charging us? This 50 rupees is made up of VAT, that is value added tax, and high excise duty. Simply put, taxes make up 60% of your petrol prices and nearly as much of your diesel prices. Essentially, more than half of what you pay for the fuel that you're putting in your car or auto rickshaw or motorbike is taxes, pure and simple. So while you were looking towards this government for some relief in a bad economy with no jobs in a pandemic year, it has decided to tax you. And not just tax you, but tax you harshly. This is not all. I told you at the beginning that high fuel prices affect us in multiple ways. What high fuel prices do is literally make matters worse. For one, high petrol prices will push up retail prices. Food, travel, etc., everything becomes more expensive. There's a domino impact. Imagine that when you're facing salary cuts, job losses, unemployment, we now have to face food inflation. Then if people don't have enough to spend, demand goes down. And there is clearly a downward spiral, which essentially means that your growth suffers as a country. Now, despite knowing all this, and the government has enough eminent economists to know this, why is it still doing this? For one, the tax on petrol and diesel has been one of its biggest revenue generators, especially for this government. And in a pandemic year, when it hasn't earned enough from other avenues, it's trying to make money here on fuel prices. Two, global oil prices, which had crashed earlier in the year because of the pandemic and the lockdown, are now back on the rise. So the government doesn't want to take a hit. Instead, it is palming that off to you and me. Now, many will argue that the government needs the tax. I'm not saying don't. I'm not saying don't tax. But there has to be a cap. One probable solution is bring petrol under GST. Bring fuel prices under GST. Have a flat tax. One tax across and let it be a slab. According to the opposition, the current government has made 19 lakh crores in the last 6.5 years only by increasing prices and excise duty on petrol and diesel. 19 lakh crores of our money, yours and mine. For people already suffering, the least the government could have done is keep petrol prices in check. But it's literally doing just the opposite. It's taxing us on the most basic commodity, fuel, and using us to pay off its debts.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are @IVMPodcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want to reach out to me, I'm Mahrukh Inayat on Twitter and Mahrukh Inayat on Instagram as well.